Guatney Unplugged, hosted by Scott Romine, is brought to you by Guatney Buick GMC at 5700 Landers Road in North Little Rock, next to Sam's Club. Call 501-945-4444 or visit GuatneyBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Hey, Scott Romine here. There is a huge event coming up in October. I don't think it's too early to talk about it because, hey, my world revolves around planes and motorcycles and airplanes. And they're going to be out at the North Rock Air Show in October. We're talking with David. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having us.
How many years has this North Rock Air Show been held?
This is actually our second year in this bigger format. We've done it casually previously, but this is our second big year with national performers and static displays, car shows, et cetera.
Well, if it's your second year, of course, we've had a few years here in the last 3-4 years where putting on events was darn near impossible. So I'd say you're doing pretty darn good.
And that's what 2022 was all about, was getting the people back out and enjoying the great outdoors and enjoying some aircraft and the sounds of some engines as well.
Oh, yeah. How did you get into this? Are you a pilot yourself?
Nope. I was in the Air Force up here at Little Rock Air Force Base. And the first year I got to Little Rock, they had an air show. And so I volunteered as the static display coordinator. And then throughout the years and throughout the air shows, I've kind of moved my way up and I enjoy every bit of it.
You must start on the next one as soon as the last one's over. I mean, this is a major project.
Absolutely. There is a lot of coordination that goes into the air shows.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you a car guy as well? Because I know you incorporate that into the North Rock Air Show as well.
Unfortunately, I am not a car guy, but I do respect the beauty and how much time and dedication they put into it.
Well, all of our folks there at Guatney Buick GMC are honored to be a sponsor this year, I guess, for the Saturday portion of the show. Would you kind of give us a breakdown of how the show generally goes? Because I think there's something you do at night, and that's not something every air show has, I believe.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on our night show. And in 2022, we had a spectacular night show, and we're looking to repeat that again. So Friday night, October 11th, we'll have a night show featuring three acts that will perform in complete black. Some will shoot pyro off the planes, and some will be lit up by LED lights. But the one that you're most interested in is the Saturday show, mm-hmm. Which you guys have graciously sponsored. That's Saturday, October 12th. And we're actually looking at about a 3.5-hour show out there full of about 13 national performers that are coming here to North Little Rock to put on a show for us.
Wow.
And then on top of all those performers, which we can talk about a little bit more as well, you know, we're going to have, of course, the ramp full. We're going to have the car show, which you mentioned. We're partnering with All About Cars again. And then we're going to have some monster trucks out there, and kids and families can go take a ride in a monster truck on Saturday. And then also on Friday and Saturday as well, we're going to be having a free kid zone. It'll have bounce houses. It'll have rock walls. There'll be a mechanical hog, which we can challenge each other on there Saturday.
I'll pass.
So you can stay on the longest.
I know I wouldn't last too long. Yeah.
I'm trying to find somebody who will ride the hog with me.
No doubt somebody will. No question.
And then also we're going to have a STEM area as well for some hands-on kind of interactive things for the kiddos as well.
I'm really interested in this opportunity to go 160 miles an hour in a car. I'm all about that. How do we do that?
So that is actually, we are partnering with Precision Exotics, and they are they tour nationally to air shows. And what they do is they bring these exotic cars. We're going to get a Lamborghini.
Oh, my goodness.
My kiddo's a Lamborghini fan. And you can purchase a ticket, and drive that Lamborghini full throttle down our active runway in between performers and takeoffs and landings. And then, you know, you'll, like I said, be able to drive that car down the runway.
Oh, that's then, cool. That's really, that's a cool opportunity.
I am looking forward to it. I am looking forward to it.
David, I know a lot of these air shows have the vintage, like World War II planes and stuff that you can fly in or they perform. Are you working on any of that?
Absolutely. We are in the process of solidifying our static displays right now, but we do have a few warbirds coming, and most notably, we have the Razorback Commemorative Air Force Wing, which is actually stationed there at North Little Rock Airport. So they'll bring their planes out, and we're reaching out to other peoples and groups around the country that have their warbirds as well to bring them in. You know, of course, we're looking to get the well-known ones like the P-51, and we're looking to get some bombers and, of course, the trainers as well. So we'll have a wide variety of civilian and military static displays out there.
Pretty cool. What about this jet truck or jet vet or there's something like that that's potentially coming to Arkansas, correct?
Absolutely. We have the Slayer jet truck coming. It's a 1953 Corvette that's been just a little bit modified.
Slightly.
I mean, if you count a turbine jet engine with 5,000 pounds of thrust and 12,000 horsepower, I'd say that's a little modified Corvette there.
Sound like the Batmobile. Yep. Yeah.
And so, yeah, that jet truck, he will be doing his solo routine. So he'll do a race down the runway. And then he's also going to do the classic airplane versus vehicle speed race as well. So he'll be going against a 400 horsepower Pitts Fury.
That's cool. So do we have some Fords or something maybe this monster truck could run over? I'm just wondering.
Do you have any cars you'd like to donate?
Well, we might have an old Ford out there or something. You don't ever know. So kids can actually ride in this monster truck.
Correct. Yep. It's like a pickup bed style. And so they'll be able to sit in the pickup bed. They've got room for six, and it'll be just a little ride in the grass there off the ramp of the airfield.
That's cool. What's the farthest that a plane flies from out of state to show off at this show?
We've got them coming from all over, and that is a good question. I don't know the farthest one we have coming in today or for the air show, but we do have a bunch of Arkansans flying with us over the weekend as well.
Just local performers and stuff. There's a few little groups and things that the Arkansas, I mean, there are some plane groups around that I've seen or familiar with. So that'd be pretty cool. Who's the guy that does the comedy act with his plane?
So that is Eric Edgren, and I'm really looking forward to him. The comedy acts are always a hit, and I don't know how these guys do it. You know, they pretend to either be drunk or they pretend to kind of take over the plane, and just the way they take off and you're like, oh my goodness. And these guys are great at what they do. And he also has kind of two acts. He'll do a comedy act for us, and then he'll also do a dead stick routine. So imagine flying the plane upside down inverted, and you move your throttle and you move your rudders and nothing's working. It's just basically a plane that's falling. So not only does he do the comedy, but he also does one of the only dead stick routines that's out there in the national circuit.
Wow. That's something. What about the parachute guys? I always like them.
The parachute guys are actually one of our local performers. They're out of Clarksville, Arkansas, out of Paradise Valley Skydiving. And so they're going to open the show for us with the dropping of the American flag. We're going to do the Arkansas Razorback flag and, of course, the North Little Rock flag. And then later on, they're going to do a formation jump for us. And then on Friday night, they're going to do a night jump for us as well. So we're going to put them to work.
Good stuff. Hey, David Rep, he's with the North Little Rock Air Show. I've been hearing a ratchet in the background. Tell me you're working on an F-14.
Oh, man, I wish. I wish.
What's the website? I understand there's a new one.
Yep, we have a brand new website. It was actually published last week, so it's hot off the presses. It's just nlrairshow.com. And then you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram and just search NLR Airshow.
Well, thank you so much, David. You guys have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week on Gwatney Unplugged.